Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. April is Parkinson's Awareness Month, so in the first half hour today, I will be speaking with Elise L'Espérance, ambassador and board member for Parkinson's S3. In the second half hour today, I will be talking with Dr. Marilla Owen, professor in the departments of agriculture, environment, and geography at Bishop's University, and she is involved in a very exciting project right now. It's called Canberries. I will also have some announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. We will start the show with a song called Tall, Tall Shadow. It's by Canadian folk artist Bassia Boulet. We will hear the interview about Parkinson's disease right after the song, so please stay tuned.
Be true, I'll be gone. You're only fooling yourself. Open hand and now, you are holding out. But there is no light.
Townships at 12. We're very pleased to welcome Elise L'Espérance, and she is with Parkinson's S3. She's the ambassador and she's also on the board of directors. So thanks very much for doing the interview, Elise.
Thank you. Thank you for your interest.
Now, can you describe Parkinson's disease and tell us about how many people in Quebec and in the Eastern Townships are affected by Parkinson's?
Sure. So Parkinson's is a chronic neurodegenerative condition. So the progression will vary depending on the individual as well as the intensity of the symptoms. The progression of the disease occurs over several years. It's the second most common neurodegenerative disease after Alzheimer's disease. And the disease itself is not fatal, but some individuals will succumb to the consequences of the disease, but not the disease itself. So the symptoms will be caused by a progressive loss of neurons in a certain part of the brain. And the symptoms will be tremors, slowness of movement, balance problems, and falls. The decrease in dopamine levels in the nervous system will also cause non-motor symptoms that are often overlooked, actually, such as anxiety, depression, speech disorders, and loss of smell. The symptoms can also vary based on the individual, so it really depends on the person. Everyone won't necessarily have all the symptoms or will have them in different levels of intensity. It's a disease that affects a lot of people in Quebec and in Canada. Almost 25,000 in Quebec and 100,000 in Canada. Although it's challenging to know precisely how many people are affected because it's not a disease that physicians are obligated to report the same way as they're obligated to report cancer diagnosis, for example. And Parkinson's disease also affects more men than women. So 56% of the people who receive a diagnosis are men and 44% are women.
Okay, that's very interesting. Now, April is Parkinson's Awareness Month, too. What's the general age of the onset of Parkinson's and what makes a person more vulnerable to getting the disease?
But Parkinson's disease is often associated with aging, although nearly 20% of the people who are diagnosed are individuals under the age of 50. So that's often a fact that people don't know about the disease. It also affects younger people. And the exact causes are currently unknown. In recent years, researchers have found that the development of the disease can't be attributed to one factor alone. So it'll often be attributed to a multitude of factors, such as genetics, the environment, aging, and other factors that'll interact together. But the exact causes aren't known at the moment. It's still being researched.
Okay, so the onset of Parkinson's is usually around the age of 70, you mentioned. Is that correct?
On average, yeah. On average, around the age of 70, but 20% of people who are diagnosed are under the age of 50. So 70 is really an average, but there are cases in younger as well.
Okay. What are the biggest challenges facing people with Parkinson's today?
So once again, it varies on the person, but challenges that we've seen at Parkinson's SP will be related to isolation, shame, and daily adaptation to the symptoms that will constantly be evolving. There's also a lack of information about the disease just generally. So when people get the diagnosis, it's challenging for them to understand exactly what the implications will be on their lives, since the disease isn't necessarily known by everyone. There are also issues relating to accessibility of healthcare. So especially having the access to a neurologist, there are long waiting times for appointments. So it's a significant issue that we've seen in people who have received the diagnosis. And these are the some of the challenges for people who have the disease, but there are also challenges for the loved ones of the people who are living with Parkinson's disease. So they will be affected by certain things. It, once again, depends on the person, but it could lead to exhaustion. There's a lack of respite resources, and the waits are very long to receive home care services. And for both individuals who have received a diagnosis and the loved ones of those individuals, there's a process of mourning certain life projects, for example, and really getting used to the idea and the implication of the disease. So there's quite a process that goes into understanding the impacts of the disease and getting used to it and adapting one's life around those implications when a person receives a diagnosis.
Okay. Now, how do you collaborate with healthcare professionals and researchers to improve the quality of life for those affected by Parkinson's?
So Parkinsonisti has excellent collaborations with the neurology clinic of the Cieuse de l'Estriche, so the hospital in Sherbrooke, as well as other healthcare professionals such as social workers, occupational therapists, physiotherapists, and other community organizations that provide home care services. So this allows Parkinsonisti to offer better services to its members and to people affected with the disease in the Eastern Townships. Parkinsonisti also works very closely with Parkinson Québec and the 10 other regional partners on joint projects for the well-being of individuals living with the disease and also for research into the disease. Parkinson Québec is actually responsible for educating the general public about the disease and advocating for the rights of the individuals living with the disease and supporting research. And Parkinsonisti will collaborate with them on certain projects and will also collaborate with local partners on research projects because we believe that it's very important to engage in research to give hope to people who have the disease and to find certain answers and better treatments as well.
Okay, that's excellent funding for your organization. Do you have different times of the year that you do some fundraising?
Yeah, so we have three main campaigns. We have one in April, which is timed with Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month. So we sell tulips, which is the emblem of Parkinson's disease. So we sell tulips in different places, such as residences, commerce, grocery stores. And then in September, we have our main funding event, which is the Parkinson's Walk. It's a walk that takes place at the Lac des Nations in Sherbrooke. And it's our largest fundraising campaign. And it takes place this year. It'll take place on September 14th. So our goal is to raise $35,000 and we'll soon give the information, and we have really exciting news to announce that's going to come out very soon concerning that event. And then the last campaign is from late October to December. So we sell fruitcakes in senior residences, stores, and to many individuals. So those three campaigns together are essential, and they're what allow Parkinsonisti to continue its mission of providing services to people living with the disease and supporting research.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, does your organization have bilingual services for those people who are not fully bilingual?
Yes, we do. So we have specifically individual psychosocial support, individual meetings for information in newly diagnosed individuals, and information about our different services. So the Parkinsonisti website is available in English, and there's a bilingual team member who can also assist people with the information and the different support.
Okay, good to know. Now, is there anything else you'd like to add before we go, Elise?
Maybe a little bit of information about what type of activities Parkinsonisti offers.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So Parkinsonisti basically offers different services that are adapted to the different needs that people with the disease and their loved ones can have. These services can be support groups, conferences, different activities such as a choir, Tai Chi, boxing, a walking group, as well as individual resources, so individual meetings to have information and to get general support as well. So we try to offer quality services and also adapted services to better respond to different needs and different needs also as the disease progresses over the years. So the needs of our members will vary greatly, and we try to adopt the services as much as possible to answer different needs.
Okay, that's wonderful. You certainly do a lot for people with Parkinson's and their families too. Well, we thank you so much, Elise L'Espérance, ambassador, and she's also on the board of directors for Parkinson's Estrie. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maureen.
So here it is, we're falling apart.
is now. So here it is, you're all that I need right now. And so it is, I never thought we'd back down. So here it is, our end is now. But our pieces fall. Can we give this pain to somebody else? Or when it hurts to love, is it better to end? We fall so hard, but we've grown apart. Can we hold it all together in pain? Or when it hurts to love, is it better to break? I'm falling to pieces now. Nothing else matters now. Here it is, the world's standing still somehow. So it is, I'm lying on the ground. Here it is, our time's finally running out. But our pieces fall. Can we give this pain to somebody else? Or when it hurts to love, is it better to end? When we fall so hard, but we've grown apart. Can we hold it all together in pain? Or when it hurts to love, is it better to break? We're falling to pieces now. Time's only running out. Here it is, time's finally running out. Here it is, time's finally running out. Here it is, our time's finally running.
We just heard a song, it's called Here It Is, and it's by Clan de Croix. Next up, we have some community announcements for you. Documentary at Hope Community Church. Hope Community Church in Sherbrooke is inviting everyone to join them on May 17th to watch One Morning at Dawn, a gripping hour-long documentary on the vital work being done by Canadians in war-torn Ukraine. One Morning at Dawn features footage and stories captured during Samaritan's Purse's humanitarian response to war, which is now in its second year. Doors will open at 6:30 p.m. for seating, with the documentary starting at 7 p.m. Afterwards, a panel discussion will take place with members of Samaritan's Purse Disaster Assistance Response Team, who have served in Ukraine and Europe, assisting Ukrainian refugees. The date is Friday, May 17th at 7 p.m. at Hope Community Church, located at 102 Queen Street in Sherbrooke in the borough of Lennoxville. Contact HCC Office 819-822-2627 or email info@hcclennoxville.ca. The Elmwood Cemetery Annual General Meeting of the Board of Directors will be held at the Army Navy Air Force The Hut, located at 300 St. Francis Street in Sherbrooke, on April 26 at 1:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend. Alexander Galt's Art Concentration Program invites you to attend the 2024 Spring Art Auction, Thursday, April 25th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Galt Library. All proceeds go to the Maui Strong Fund. Payment is with cash only. Uplands Cultural and Heritage Center, located at 9 Speed Street in the borough of Lennoxville, will be presenting the art by the Lennoxville Art Group, LAG. This exhibit will continue until May 26, 2024. There will be a service of hope on Sunday, May 5th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Lenoxville United Church, located at 6 Church Street in the borough of Lenoxville. The service of hope and inspiration is in support of those who have been touched by cancer. All monetary donations will be split between La Maison aux Lumières and Lucan. For floral or monetary donations in memory of loved ones, please contact F. Noble at 819-348-9118. Come spend an hour with them and enjoy refreshments following the service. Grace Village Seedling Sale Fundraiser, located at 1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke. This happens on Saturday, May 18th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Seedlings available include dill, parsley, thyme, basil, cilantro, oregano, zinnias, sunflowers, marigolds, geraniums, alyssum, nasturtiums, and cosmos, peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers, zucchini, baby pumpkins, green beans, yellow beans, and eggplant. This is an opportunity to support Grace Village, their community garden project, while also getting your hands on some great seedlings to take home. The Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District, will be holding its public speaking competition on Wednesday, May 1st at 16:30. 10 speakers from 3 schools, Alexander Galt Regional, Bishop's College, and Stansted College, will participate this year. CFUW has had an absence of 4 years due to COVID and is very pleased to host this event again. We hope you will consider attending and supporting these student speakers. The location is the Hope Community Church, located at 102 Queen Street in Lenoxville. Access the parking lot from College Street and enter the hall by the rear door. There will be a friperie boutique to profit the Maison aux Lumières, April 26th to May 25th. A large selection of women's clothing, jewelry, bags, shoes at bargain prices. All sales will be 100% donated to La Maison aux Lumières. Wednesday to Thursday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. This happens at the Place de Congrès near the Delta Hotel, Local 132, located at 2655 King West in Sherbrooke. Literacy in Action presents Books to Belly, Read a Story and Make Tasty Food, a free activity for kids ages 7 and up and their families, in Lenoxville, Thursdays 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., May 2nd, May 9th, May 16th, at 10 Samuel Gratham Street in the borough of Lenoxville. For more information, contact 819-346-7009 or email at connect@lia-estrie.org. Join Literacy in Action's new Smart Science series, Engineering Squad, available now in Barrie, a family activity in Barrie, Saturdays 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. from May 4th to June 8th. Sign up with Angie at lia-estrie.org or call 819-346-7009. Limited spots are available. An antique farm machinery show coming up on June 15th and 16th at 128-143 Richmond, Quebec at the Richmond Fairgrounds, Saturday 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Admission is $20 for those 16 years and up, $5 for 10 to 15 years, and free under 10 years. 10:30 a.m. Inscription for antique tractor pulls. The pulls start at 11 a.m. 1800 pork and beef supper with all the trimmings. Tickets are sold in advance. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $15 for those 16 years and up, $5 for children 10 to 15 years and free under 10 years old. 11 a.m. tractor parade, 1300 tractor games. Also for the 2 days, there is a public market, a flea market, canteen on the grounds, and a petting zoo. Register for the Cougar Run 2024, That happens on Saturday, May 11th at 10 a.m. The first 150 participants to register will receive a pair of Cougar Run sunglasses and a Cougar Run t-shirt. So jog over to the registration page online. The Cougar Run is a fundraiser event in support of the Champlain-Lennoxville Foundation. All proceeds from this fundraiser will go towards athletic excellence, participation in national championships, and the general fund, which supports overall student success and well-being.
Canadian Independent Bookstore Day. Black Cat Books, located at 168 E Queen Street in Lennoxville, invites you to join them on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for their annual Canadian Independent Bookstore Day celebrations. There will be sales, contests, giveaways, as well as in-person and online activities. Libraire Macroscope will also be joining them for a pop-up used book sale on the porch. And they hope to see everybody there.
And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, you'd like to get the word out, we will do that for free. Please give us an email, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. Also, if you would like to have an interview, we would be more than happy to do that too. Please use one of the two emails I mentioned and we'll get your interview on. All interviews are by phone and they're taped. They're not live. I'd like to thank Elise L'Espérance from Parkinson's Estuary for being with me in the first half hour today. And stay tuned, we'll hear a word from a couple of our sponsors, the news with Derek Bullard, and then we'll do the second part of my show today with Dr. Mirella Owen, the professor in the Departments of Environment, Agriculture, and Geography at Bishop's University, and she'll be talking about the project called Canberries. So please stay tuned. We'll finish the first part of today's show with a new one from Money Long, and the song is called Made for Me. So please stay tuned.
Perfume. I thought I was immune. Looking around this room, can't help but see the traces of you. This moment is surreal. I can't put into words how I feel. Twin, where have you been? This way, I knew it was real.